I've always been a big fan of George Brown College's cooking or culinary teachings, and the guy who headed up that place for a good long time is Chef John Higgins, who I also said, Chef John, just a few minutes ago, also my favorite Scotsman, and then I thought in horror, oh my God, what if he's Welsh?
No, John, I'm the tour Scotsman, just to hear this accent.
Okay. And you did write, I mean, the last time we talked, you'd written a cookbook of Scottish recipes, right?
Yeah, I was putting some stuff together to share the Scottish culture. And, you know, it's good food is simple food, and simple food doesn't have to be complicated. And the most important thing is you enjoy when you sit down with your friends and family. And whether it comes from Scotland, from India, from Argentina, or from downtown Toronto, excellence is always about making good food, keeping it simple.
Okay, well, we'll get to the topic I brought you in for today in a moment. But I want to talk a bit more about that, because growing up, my uncle and aunt were total foodies in the 1970s. And you remember that was a real spasm, right? Everybody was cooking French cuisine. But they also were a little snobby about it. And so I got the impression that cooking was too complicated, involved too many ingredients, involved too much technique, so I could never do it. And as you know, eventually I would start taking cooking classes, and I'm not bad at it now. So do you think a lot of people are too afraid of cooking things because they think that there's some level of technique or magic that they'll never master?
Yeah, I think what happens sometimes, John, is people will watch a chef that he or she is cooking and thinks, I will never, ever be able to do that. So, for instance, something that's out with your realm sort of thing, something that's new and different, whether it's French cooking. To tell you the truth, John, I just finished taking an Indian cooking class at Continuing Education here at George Brown, a six-week class, a refresher on Indian food, and I had a ball. And I learned things. And I've been to India. I've cooked in India so many times, but I kept on learning. And I think the thing is, when you go, if you have a good teacher, he or she will explain the principles, the techniques, and you end up with the key is success. And as I always say at George Brown, learning is the main ingredient, and the simpler the better, and the tastier as well.
Well, and in my experience, I guess we could call it sounds derivative, but or pejorative, peasant food sometimes provides for the best stuff.
And John, is always the best, keeping it simple. You know, no matter what country you go to, everyone has got a peasant food. You know, you look at those people in Scotland, they've got possibly a haggis. You look at in Canada, you may have a chowder. You get 15, 20, 30,000 different chowders that people do. And then same South America, there's always the different food. So I think peasant food is always tasty, it's simple, and it's affordable to a certain degree as well. It's not complicated.
Okay, so let's talk about the occasion of your visit on the show today, the introducing the George Brown student startup. What is it?
Excellent. It's a partnership. It's a new partnership called Recipe for Culinary Excellence. It's a partnership with the app Cooking. And what it is the students have the opportunity to, they actually have an opportunity to compete for a competition. And together it opens new culinary doors and opportunities for them, empowering students to explore the entrepreneurial side as a venture into the world of food business. So the students have come up with ideas, and you just said about going around the world in different places you want to stay in Toronto. Well, every week for the next 7 weeks, we have different parts of the world that students are going to be cooking a recipe from that country, etc. But the most important thing is the students have the experiences. You know, as we teach at George Brown, as you well know, in any other culinary college, but the most important thing is the students get that real-time learning. In this opportunity, for instance, the students, what they came up with an idea for a recipe, they tested the recipe, they costed the recipe, and now they have to go every week, each student every different week. And this week we have a student that he is doing an international dish. He's doing hand-rolled cucumbers with enoki mushrooms, and he's also doing a cabbage slaw with jasmine rice and a mango sago custard pudding. But the great thing about this partnership, it gives the students the experience to run their own business, because not everyone is going to be a chef and a Michelin star restaurant. Not everyone is going to be a chef in a hotel, etc. But it gives them that sense of entrepreneurial spirit, which is priceless in my books. And the good thing about it, John, is the students can go on this app like everyone else can and become very competitive, become very focused. But the most important thing is it can also help them pay their way through college. So there's a multitude of different rewards from doing this program. But we're very, very excited here at the Center of Hospitality and Culinary Arts at George Brown to be a partner here with the cooking app, which is great. And the cooking app, basically you can download the cooking app on the Apple Store or Google Play, and visit the George Brown Student Store and place your order for delivery for the next 6 weeks. And it goes from the May 6th, which was the other day, until June 21st. And trust me, we're going to take you around the world. But the most important thing is this, for me, the reason I do my job every day is because of students. I love to see success in taking a student that comes in those front doors, and after 2 years or a year and a half, they've got the skills to be for employment, and they've got confidence. And that's what we do at the school, is keeping it simple and then making sure that the students are set up for success wherever they go.
And I have to think there's a wide spectrum of the kind of businesses you may end up mentoring young people into. I mean, you could bake stuff at home and sell it from your home. You can start a ghost kitchen. There's all kinds of possibilities.
John, I think that the world of today is absolutely superb with the opportunities. I mean, when I left school and left culinary college when I was young and beautiful like you, which was a couple of years ago, there was very few places. You either went to a hotel, you went to a restaurant, you went to a golf club, etc. Today, you can go to work at a multifaceted food operation like the Sky Dome or the Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, or do cooking shows, or doing your own business like that, and cooking at the local farmers markets on a Saturday or a Sunday. But I think that the world has changed, which I'm happy about. But the most important thing is in this opportunity and partnership with cooking with the app, it gives the students the opportunity to put into practice what they've learned at George Brown, whether it's a one-year program or a two-year program, and get a taste of reality and a taste of business. And it's interesting, the background and diversity of the students that we have, John, is phenomenal. Like Flavia, she's doing a taste of Brazil next week. She was actually an engineer for 15 years and decided her passion in life was to cook, so she changed over. And the student next week, he is a tea sommelier. So it's been very interesting to meet the students. And I had the privilege of going to taste the first go-around of making the recipes. And trust me, I was very, very happy with what I've seen. And I will be ordering some of these personally. And I know even the president of the college, he's got the app and he's going to be supporting the students. So I think it's the other thing is about, this is about supporting student success, and that comes in many shapes, many forms. And it's just not all about doing the one cookie cutter approach to food in the food business. And this gives them an opportunity for entrepreneurial spirit. Sorry about that. And to see their real life and see where they want to go with what they learned here at George Brown.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
John, take care. Thank you very much. See you on the fairway.
Yes, sir. Chef John Higgins from George Brown. And if you want to know more about this initiative, because there's sort of, you know, what the students are doing, but then there's your chance to become a subscriber and to taste some of this stuff. It's a blog called cookin.com. Take the G off, cookin.com, and you can learn more about it.